Today, in addition to our usual rant on the 2010 music issue, we're going to introduce some psalms for you. Here on our 156th episode of I Snark, following my favorite opening montage. Right now!
I snark, you snark, we all snark for the I snark!
I snark, therefore I am.
To snark or not to snark? That is the question.
Oh, to hell with it. Snark!
Snarks rule. Litter guys drool.
Long live the snark. I am snark. Hear me roar.
Snark
this.
Oh, come on now, son. You can't snark an old snark now.
Oh, snark, snark, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is.
Oh, snark off, will ya?
Lift high the snark, lift high the roaring snark, proclaim.
What the snark?
Brian Michael Page is I Snark.
This portion of I Snark is brought to you by Catholic Grade Point Average, something the United States Speaker of the House doesn't have much of. And now, someone whose high school GPA wasn't so great, but his snark GPA is... Here's Brian Michael Page.
Yay. Hello and welcome, Ego Sum Brianis Michaelis Pagina, your friendly neighborhood I Snark. And yes, this is our 156th episode. That's 156 overall, just three for the I Snark, but 156 between I Snark and our two predecessors. I read this really cool post from a blog, Argent by the Tiber. Here the blogger quotes from a larger article from the website Politics Daily called Nancy Pelosi, Catholic Without a Clue. And two quotes come to mind, and these are the quotes that Arjun had posted on her blog. Pelosi has long been in need of remedial CCD, religious education, classes. That's one. And then the other one. With an F in theology and an incomplete in history, Pelosi's Catholic GPA seems to be at an all-time low. I love those two quotes, I'm telling you. And considering she's so determined that abortion is okay, but still determined that she's an ardent, faithful Catholic, I've pretty much determined that her Catholic and civil GPAs both plummet more and more every time she opens up her freaking yap. In fact, I came up with a new one. Nancy Pelosi is to the West Coast as Patrick Kennedy is to the East Coast. Two pro-abortion politicians that both still claim they're very Catholic. Don't kid yourself, kids. You can't be pro-abortion and Catholic at the same time. Sorry, you just can't make a turd sparkle, okay? If it's any consolation, both Pelosi and Kennedy would make great poncho ladies.
Poncho ladies, poncho ladies, poncho ladies, poncho ladies. Ew!
Well, 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 at long last, let's take a look at our I Snark Top 10 list.
Boom, boom, boom. 10 little, 9 little, 8 little snarks. 7 little, 6 little, 5 little snarks. 4 little, 3 little, 2 little snarks. 1 little snark.
Well, that guy went kaboom. So did his posse. Today's Top 10 list. Top 10 reasons why progressives don't like to use chant. Now, the Constitution of Sacred Liturgy states that chant should hold pride of place at Mass. The 2002 General Instruction of the Roman Missal reminds us of the same thing. So here at our home office in Gaping Potholes, Rhode Island, here are the top 10 reasons why progressives don't like chant. Here we go. Number 10, hard to strum a steady beat. Number 9, none of the melodies in the Graduale Romanum are a decent fit for Kumbaya. Number 8. Last time All Are Welcome was sung to a chant tune, the copyright holder sued the pants off the parish. Number 7. None of the chants focus on us as a gathered assembly. Number 6. In fact, since the Graduale chants are all in Latin, the folk group has absolutely no clue as to what the chants really focus on. Number 5. CCD teachers can't bring children up front to sing His Banner Over Me Is Love. Number 4. What? No gathering song? Number 3. No sending forth song either? Number 2. Deters people from creating a request line for weddings and funerals. And the number one reason progressives don't like to use chant. Not enough room for creativity by the highly paid Liturgeist. I snark. Still.
Ready, music, and fun. That's us.
Hello there. Seamus here. might have affected my driving skills, but it hasn't affected my Catholic GPA. In fact, it might have boosted it some. Choose life. We'll be back.
Today we're going to present a special treat. Very recently I submitted 5 of my own psalm settings to Jeff Ostrowski at the Chabanel Responsorial Psalm Project, named after St. Noel Chabanel, and he's posted all 5 of these settings. You can find these, along with the psalm settings of several composers, including Jeff himself, at the Chabanel website, chabanelpsalms.org, and I will leave a link in the show notes. And it just so happens that the 5 settings that were newly posted were the psalms assigned for the next 5 weeks of ordinary time, that is Sundays 2 through 6, year C of the 3-year Sunday lectionary cycle. I'm going to present these psalms to you today, far more for the sake of teaching than for entertaining. My keyboard is buried right now and I'm too lazy to get it out, and truthfully not having a parish to work for makes it kind of difficult to just go into a church and hop on the organ bench. So, a cappella it will be. So please bear with me as I'm recording this right here in the comfort of my own parlor. And I will probably sound like a cat in heat in some spots, so pray for me. First one we have lined up here is Psalm 96 for the second Sunday of Ordinary Time, Proclaim His Marvelous Deeds. The antiphon should be sung very boldly, but not rushed. Kind of like this. The organ comes in.
Da-da-da-da-da, proclaim his marvelous deeds to all the nations.
Okay, and that also comes with a descant, by the way, which I'm not going to sing. It's a little high, reaches up to a high G for those sopranos and tenors that can get up there. All right. Verses 1 and 2 have 3 lines each. I'm going to sing verse 1 as a sample here. These are in a chant style.
Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord all you lands. Sing to the Lord, bless his name.
And underneath that name, the organ kind of does a little flourish there. Because
sing to the Lord, bless his name. Da, 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 da.
Very Pelequin-like when you hear the chord sequence. Now, verses 3 and 4 have 4 lines each. Now, watch how this extra line is added at the end, and it's kind of done with ease. You'll notice that the 3rd line is no longer the last line, but at the very end, you'll still get that nice Pelequin-like ending, okay? So the 3rd verse, I'm going to sing, verses 3 and 4 have the same pattern. 3rd verse goes like this.
Give to the Lord, you families of nations. Give to the Lord glory and praise. Give to the Lord the glory due his name. Da, 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 da.
And you hold the word name while the organ's doing that little flourish there.
Give to the Lord the glory due his name.
And you hold that through. Okay, next one we have. 3rd Sunday of Ordinary Time. Okay, Psalm 19, Your Words, Lord, are Spirit and Life. This psalm also doubles as the psalm for the 15th Sunday of Ordinary Time, Year C. Actually, there are 2 options for the psalm for the 15th Sunday. Psalm 19 is the 2nd of the 2 options. The other one, I believe, is Psalm 69. But getting on here, there's the 3rd Sunday. This antiphon, Your Words, Lord, are Spirit and Life, as well as the verses, are written in a chant style.
Your words, Lord, are spirit and life.
Totally, it's plain and simple.
Your words, Lord, are spirit and life.
All the verses are in a chant style. Okay. Verse 1 sounds like this.
The law of the Lord is perfect, refreshing the soul. The decree of the Lord is trustworthy, giving wisdom to the simple.
The only thing that you're going to hear a little bit different is on verse 3, the very last line, because the Text is very short, just four syllables in that line. We cut out the pickup note G and went right to the C for the word all, for all of them just. So I'm going to sing verse 3 here.
The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. The ordinances of the Lord are true, all of them just.
Okay, and all the other verses follow the normal pattern. And now we will go to the psalm for the fourth Sunday of Ordinary Time. Psalm 71, I will sing of your salvation. Very last day of January. Now the antiphon's tempo marking is maestoso. Okay. Maestoso, despite being written in cut time or 2-2 time instead of 4-4 or common time. This one also comes with a descant, and this one I'm going to put the descant together with it because it's in my range. Doesn't hit a high G. Hits a high D, but that not a G. There's a one-beat break because the pedal comes in with a low D. Om, I will sing of your salvation. And one more time with the descant. Om, I will sing of your salvation. Almost like a modern-day motet in two parts, eh? Okay. So that's your antiphon. Now, of the five psalms presented here today, this is the only one where the verses are not written in a chant style. They're written, however, in a style similar to that of the French Jesuit Père Joseph Jeannineau of 50s and 60s fame. Now, verse 1, all right, sounds like this, okay.
In your Lord I take refuge. Let me never be put to shame. In your justice rescue me and deliver me. Incline your ear to me and save me.
Okay, so that's verse 1. There are a couple of verses where there might be an extension or variation due to length or ending syllables. Verse 2 has an extension in the last line, okay. So we're going to sing verse 2 and show you the extension. That's basically because the text for that line is long. First of all, there's no pickup notes. You can have actually full bars rest, which is actually just one beat. It's one beat per bar.
Be my rock of refuge, a stronghold to give me safety. For you are my rock and my fortress. Oh my God, rescue me from the hands of the wicked.
All right, so that's verse 2. And now finally, verse 3 and 4 have a different ending in the third line, and that is basically because of the syllable ending. Matter of fact, these both have the same different ending on that third line. So I'll use verse 3 as the example, and I won't torture you with 4. Okay, here's verse 3.
For you are my hope, O Lord, my trust, O God, from my youth. On you I depend from birth. From my mother's womb you are my strength.
Okay, so that takes care of I will sing of your salvation. Now, the next one we are going to have is for the fifth Sunday of Ordinary Time, In the Sight of the Angels, with Psalm 138. Now, a little story behind the psalm tone on this one, okay? This is, like most of my settings, a metrical antiphon in unison with a chant-style psalm tone. Now, here's the antiphon.
In the sight of the angels, I will sing your praises, Lord.
Not too fast, but keep it joyful. All right. And now, a little story behind the verses, okay, at least the music for the verses. The psalm tone is one that I originally wrote with Psalm 1 back in 1995. And it was originally written as a six-line psalm tone that could very easily be cut down to five lines and then even to four in a very user-friendly manner. Now, verse 1 in this case is a five-line verse. Since the middle line has a longer-than-normal text, instead of dropping the music for line 4, I consolidated the music of lines 3 and 4. Okay, so verse 1 sounds like this.
I will give thanks to you, O Lord, with all my heart, for you have heard the words of my mouth. In the presence of the angels I will sing your praise. I will worship at your holy temple and give thanks to your name.
But notice that middle line, because when I originally wrote it, the middle line was supposed to go da 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 da. And now I just kind of consolidated.
In the presence of the angels, I will sing your praise.
Verse 2 is a five-line verse, but this time due to a shorter-than-normal text in the middle line, instead of dropping line 4, I drop line 3, which would have been better for longer lines. Okay? So, verse 2 is going to sound like this.
Because of your kindness and your truth, you have made great above all things your name and your promise. When I called, you answered me. You built up strength within me.
Okay, so it's verse 2. Now, verses 3 and 4 are four-line verses. Okay? So, yeah, just regular four-line verses. So I just dropped the middle two lines completely. So I'll sing verse 3, and verse 4 will be the same pattern.
All the kings of the earth shall give you thanks, O Lord, when they hear the words of your mouth. And they shall sing of the ways of the Lord. Great is the glory of the Lord.
Now finally the psalm for the sixth Sunday of Ordinary Time, and this is the aforementioned Psalm 1. Blessed are they who hope in the Lord. This is the last of our settings for this show. The psalm tone for the verses is the same as that of Psalm 138 that I just sang a minute ago. The antiphon is brand spanking new. In fact, all of the antiphons given here today are brand spanking new. I was going to keep the original 1995 antiphon for this text, but two reasons I wanted to change it. One, in the last lectionary change in 1997, happy are they became blessed are they. And then two, the original refrain that I wrote had a repeat in the words blessed are they. It was like,
blessed are they, blessed are they who hope in the Lord.
Which the music itself I thought was fine, but what I really wanted to do was I wanted to eliminate the repeat. I wanted to eliminate the repeat. That was the whole point to it. So, as a result, we have an all-new antiphon with a 2010 copyright.
Blessed are they who hope in the Lord.
Now, the first verse is the only verse that uses all six lines. Okay. That I mentioned. Remember, I said it started out as a six-line verse, but it could be very easily dropped to a five or even a four. I could probably even drop it to a three if I had a setting that used three verses. But the six-line verse, verse one, goes like this.
Blessed is the man who follows not the counsel of the wicked, nor walks in the way of sinners, nor walks in the company of the insolent, but delights in the law of the Lord, and meditates on his law day and night.
Okay, that's verse 1. Verse 2 is written in the lectionary as a five-line verse, but since the first line is very short, I decided to consolidate the first two lines into one, with only a slight pause in between the two. The end result is actually a four-line verse.
He is like a tree planted near running water.
That's the two lines I put into one.
He is like a tree planted near running water that yields its fruit in due season and whose leaves never fade. Whatever he does prospers.
That's a little kind of unique there. And then verse 3 is your ordinary four-line verse. No need to fix anything there.
Not so the wicked, not so.
They are like chaff which the wind drives away. For the Lord watches over the way of the just, but the way of the wicked vanishes. So there you go. There's your five psalms for the 5 weeks of ordinary time, number 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6.
We'll be back.
Are you sick and tired of spending parish money on responsorial psalms from the major publishers that are either paraphrases of the official translation of the psalms and or musical settings of the psalms written in styles that are unfit for liturgical use? Well, look no more. We have your stimulus package right here. It's the Chabanel Responsorial Psalm Project. Yes, psalms written in musical styles that are fit for liturgical use. Chant, traditional music styles, accompanied by the organ, or sung a cappella. You don't have to worry about those piano, keyboard, or guitar books here. We have skilled composers who are knowledgeable in Catholic liturgy and music. Here is a small sampling of our composers. Greg Evans, Aurelio Porfiri, Brian Michael Page, Sam Schmidt, Dr. Peter Kwasniewski, Gary Pencala, Arlene Oost-Zinner, Noel Jones, Father Jeffrey Keyes, Richard Rice, Charles Laferrink, Bruce Ford, Aristotle Esquera, and of course the project's founder, Jeff Ostrowski. In addition to the quality musical settings offered here at Chabanel, our psalm texts are the official English translations from the current lectionary for Mass, not paraphrases. Further, your parish will be pleased to learn that all these musical settings are absolutely free. If that doesn't boost your parish's economy, what does? The Chabanel Responsorial Psalm Project. Save money. Save the liturgy. Save the world. Visit us at chabanelpsalms.org. And now, a liturgical tip from Joey the Germ.
In light of the swine flu, all hand-holding during Mass should be avoided, especially during the Lord's Prayer.
Well, here it is, our continuation of the 2010 Music Issues issues. We're going to cover about 80 more hymns here. Now, as you notice, we're not only checking out which ones to toss, but also which ones to keep, okay? So we're not just blacklisting, we're whitelisting too. All right, we're playing fair. As you probably heard on our last two shows, yeah, there are some keepers in this book. Not a very high percentage, but there are some. Now, on our last show, we left off at number 457, so we're going to start now with 458, which begins the Holy Spirit section. We'll be covering today the sections of Holy Spirit, Comfort, Peace, Christian Life, Discipleship, Jesus Christ, Faith. Okay. Here we go. 458 is a first-time release for the music issue, Spirit of God Within Me. Now, although there's been other tunes for Spirit of God Within Me, this one by Michael Jonkus is quite good, okay? Father Jonkus in this one is definitely showing his better side, far different from his Eagles Wings days, far better, okay? That's a keeper. 459 is quite banal, drop it. 460, Come Down, O Love Divine, a definite keeper. 461, also a definite keeper, the real Come Holy Ghost, not that one spirit, one church garbage. 462, Come Holy Spirit by Stephen Dean, not a bad melody in the antiphon. The verse text isn't bad, but the music isn't showing here. But for now, keep it. 463 all the way to 475 can go. 476 is one I actually like, Shelter Me, O God by Bob Hurd. Now, I think there's maybe one chord in the harmony I have an issue with. It's somewhere in the verse where there's a D natural in the melody, which is sung over a B major chord. Mind you, the third of a B major chord is not a D natural, but a D sharp. I don't know if that would work too well. I often end up trying to change that. change it to a B minor. Otherwise, it's a pretty decent piece, even for something of the contemporary kind. Number 477, this is a definite dropper, okay? Be still and know that I am God. Now, if somebody actually came up to me and started singing, "Be still and know that I am God," I would actually turn around and say to that person, "No, you're not. You're one of God's chosen, just as I am, yes. But you sure as hell ain't God." Deep six it. 478, 479, and 480 can go down a circular file as well. Now, on the other hand, we actually have three keepers in a row here, 481, 482, and 483. And believe it or not, two of these come from normally contemporary style composers, all right? 481, "Like a Child Rests" by Christopher Walker, short and sweet, based on Psalm 131. Doesn't sound bad at all. My only issue is the key, okay? It's too low. Definitely keep it, but bring it up about a minor third, key of E-flat. Right now it's in C, too low. Bring it to E-flat. 482 is a sure bet. "I Heard the Voice of Jesus Say." Now, I don't think I'd ever turn down a good Vaughan Williams tune, would you? Nah. And 483 is a fairly new one by Dan Schutte, believe it or not. "Our Hope Is in the Lord." Actually sounds like a hymn, although the four-bar interlude in between verses isn't always necessary. So otherwise, keep that one. That one's a keeper. 484 and 485 can both go. 486 is one of my favorite spirituals. You can keep this one. There is a bomb in Gilead. 487 can go. 488 is a must keep. "The King of Love, My Shepherd Is," the ultimate Psalm 23-based hymn. 489 to 494 can all go. 495, "Make Me a Channel of Your Peace." I say keep that one. Probably the only Sebastian Temple piece that gives a thumbs up for me. 496 can go, "The Litany of Peace," as can 497, "Let There Be Peace on Carrots on Earth." I am so bloody sick of that song. I had to endure that as a closing hymn on New Year's Day. All right, just New Year's Day just passed. Went with my mom to church. And I actually heard somebody sing very boldly, "With God as our Father, sisters all are we." Yeah. And he kept going, "Let me walk with my sister in perfect harmony." Here's the catch, the true story here. The guy that was singing it was male. No, not this male either. True story. I won't tell you where it was, but I did once work there. I haven't worked there in about 20 years. 498 and 499 can get the boot as well, especially 499, the overly syncopated ditty called "I Will Choose Christ." Well, I will sure as hell hope so will choose Christ. And I don't mean just by opening up a Pokemon ball and saying, "Christ, I choose you." Listen to the tune. It evokes that kind of environment. 500, "Holy Spirit, Lamp of Learning," set to the early American tune "Beach Spring." Keep that one. I'm a sucker for a good early American tune. 501, 502, 503, those can all go. 504, "Now My Heart" by John Foley. This is one of his best works. Keep this one. Definitely one of his best works. 505 can go. 506, "Renew Us," set to the tune "In Babylon." The text is written by a Gail Kuhn. Now, there is something about adding extra pickup notes to a normally regular tune to accommodate such an irregular text. It just doesn't sit well with me for some reason. I love the tune "In Babylonia," but for the sake of its integrity as a good hymn tune, I will say drop the text. 507 can go. 508 can stay. "Only This I Want" by Dan Schutte is a lot more prayerful than it seems. 509 through 514 can all get das Boot. Yes, they can all get the boot. Most notably, 510, "Women of the Church." All right. Why do we need a song that boasts about womanhood at Holy Mass? All right. I mean, are we going to Mass or are we going to a Now Headquarters meeting? Come on. I mean, even a good number of women will agree with me here, I think. I mean, there's a good number of women that don't even like inclusive language. And that is the truth. I have read these on message boards galore. Don't get me wrong. I don't mind a hymn honoring a certain individual woman saint, like St. Anne, St. Cecilia, St. Mary Magdalene, and of course the Blessed Virgin Mary. And in Quebec, there are even hymns that honor St. Marguerite Bourgeois. All of those are fine, but this Carrie Landry ditty, "Women of the Church," seems to do nothing but celebrate womanhood. 5:15, Out of Darkness by Christopher Walker, probably Walker's best. 5:16, Those Called by Christ by Harry Hagen, sung to the early American tune Detroit. And it's a tune that's normally sung with Forgive Our Sins as We Forgive. Definitely a keeper. What I like about this one, as opposed to all those other songs that merely brag about us being chosen, and I see a lot of those in that 5:09 to 5:14 stretch that I told you about, okay, the drop. This song actually tells us that we should act like one being chosen. That's a lot better. 5:17. Guess what? Anthem. We are called. We are chosen. We are Christ for one another. We are wonder. We are question. We are creed. We are great. We are mighty. We are this. We are that. Drop it. 5:18 can go too. 5:19. Lord, you have come to the seashore. Or the Spanish title, Pescador de Hombres. That one's actually a keeper. Simple little tune. There's nothing really bad about it. 5:20, 5:21, and 5:22 can all go bye-bye. 5:23 is a keeper, but the title and first line should read Jesu Joy of Man's Desiring, not Jesu Joy of Our Desiring. Get the title right, please. 5:24, Adorote Devote is a must-keep in both Latin and in English. The English translation is one that is well-written, Godhead Here in Hiding. Probably the best thing OCP has added to any worship aid this day. 5:25, Christ Before Us, a new addition to the music issue. Text by Janae Sullivan Whitaker, the first piece of hers I've ever whitelisted, set to the Welsh tune Suogan. Now, the tune is a little on the syncopated side, but by no means sounds hootenanny-ish. I actually first discovered this hymn in a hymnal called the Collegeville Hymnal, which some of you are probably familiar with. Matter of fact, one of my former blog partners actually used that hymnal at his former church. 5:26, Dwelling Place can be dropped. I fall on my knees. That's how it starts. My wild Irish rose. Get the point. 5:27 through 5:30 are all keepers, okay, in that order. As the Deer Longs to the tune, Oh Wally Wally. Faith of Our Fathers, but add the missing verse, okay? Our Father's Chain in Prison's Dark, add that verse, please. There Is One Lord by Owen Allstott is always good. And Oh Lord, I Am Not Worthy, which is always a worthy hymn, but it's actually miscategorized. It should actually go in the Eucharistic hymn section. 5:31 can go. 5:32 and 5:33 are keepers. Hold Me in Life and We Walk by Faith. And that latter title, We Walk by Faith, the only song in this music issue with a Marty Hagen copyright that I will actually put on a white list. 5:34, 5:35, and 5:36 can all go. And we will finish with number 5:37, which is a keeper. The title on this is We Walk by Faith / In Times of Trouble. The text is by Barbara Bridge, and set to two separate Mode 1 chant tunes. The first one, the refrain, is set to Jesu Dulcis Memoria, which I think many are familiar with. And the verses are set to the lesser familiar, but just as beautiful, Ave Maris Stella. Definitely her best work. On our next show, we will continue with the light section, which begins with number 5:38. Okay, here's a definite long time no see. Here is our good friend Johnny Proctor.
God gives the power to believe. God gives the power to believe. Dark and rainy deepness left a doubter's weakness with a naked trust. Falling to my knees there, pouring out my
Johnny Proctor, who I like to refer to as the next Brian Wilson, and Power to Believe. Johnny comes courtesy of Music Alley, formerly PodSafe, www.musicalley.com, and I will leave a link in the show notes to his SoundClick site as well. We now bring you to Seamus' Adventures in Classical Latin. Brought to you by Liturgical Bluegrass.
Yuck.
Hello there. Seamus here. And thanks to Brian, I get to bring back Seamus' Adventures in Classical Latin.
I think.
I was having fun earlier this week with my snow machine. I mean, look at all that snow I spread all over most of the country. The only thing that stunk is by the time I got to Rhode Island, I ran out of snow. Oh, well. Guess I'll have to go back to the Midwest and grab a bunch of that snow and somehow, recycle it. Anywho, today's classical Latin hymn will be Jesu Dulcis Memoria. I know, in church Latin it's Dulcis, but for the sake of entertainment today, I'm going to use Dulcis. Here we go. Jesu Dulcis Memoria, tant vera cordis gaudia, sed super melet omnia, eius Dulcis praesentia. Nil canitur sua vius, nil lauditur jucundius, nil cogitatur cucius, quam Jesus Dei filius. Jesus pes paenitentibus, quam pius et pententibus, quam bonus te quae rentibus, sed quid invenientibus. Nec lingua valet dicere, nec litera exprimere, expertus potest credere, quid sit Jesum diligere. Sis Jesu nostrum gaudium, qui est futurum primium, si nostra in te gloria, pecuncta semper saecula. Amen.
And now, a liturgical tip from Joey the Germ.
If you do what the voices in your head tell you to do at Mass, it may not be pretty. So stick to the Roman Missal instead.
Due to recent changes in my work situation, I, Brian Michael Page, am now available for weekday church work as well as weekend church work. This includes assisting at Holy Mass, whether they be funerals, weddings, or even regularly scheduled Sunday, holiday, or ferial Masses, in the capacity of organist and or cantor. I would be willing to travel to any Roman Catholic Church in the Diocese of Providence, as well as Roman Catholic Churches within a reasonable drive in the Diocese of Norwich, Connecticut, Fall River, Massachusetts, Worcester, Massachusetts, or even the Archdiocese of Boston. Fees are reasonable and competitive, not to mention negotiable. Much of the music I play or sing is traditional and accompanied on the organ. Oh, and I forgot to mention, I'll even be happy to become your parish's music director if you so choose. Interested parties should email me at bpage69@yahoo.com. So don't be left in the dark. Hire a snark! If you haven't done so already, we encourage you to subscribe to iSnark at iTunes. We'll have a link in the show notes, as well as on the sidebar, both of which you can find at our website at theisnark.blogspot.com. That's iSnark.blogspot.com. Also, in the show notes and on the sidebar at theisnark.blogspot.com, you will find a link to our Podcast Alley page, We ask but one favor, and as you please, take a minute to cast your vote for the Ice Snark once a month. The more votes we get, the more chaos Ice Snark gets to spread. So please, cast your monthly vote if you haven't already. Thank you. Finally, don't forget that our Facebook group, Fans of Crystal's Vintage Anywhere, has changed to Fans of the Ice Snark. You don't need to leave that old group to come to the new group. We brought the new group to you already. You're already there. So if you haven't joined us yet, come on down. I'll leave a link in today's show notes. I want to thank you for joining me today. Tune in again next week as we further our research on the music issues, plus all sorts of other havoc. Until then, I'm Brian Michael Page. Peace.
Ice Snark is brought to you in part by Pokowska Kielbasa, our official deli meat, available at a Polish deli near you. And by Kurt Ludwig Weissbier, our official beer. Kurt Ludwig, King Louis to you. And by Crystal's Vintage Whitewash, our official detergent. It'll clean out your hymnals and musical sins. Ice Snark is copyright 2010, Brian Michael Page. Good night.
Made on a crappy PC.